Welcome to Fit and Focus, Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focus.
We know how to start this. All right, everyone. This episode or this podcast today or this interview today means something to me, a lot to me, because I have someone very special to me. This is my first interview, and this is, you could probably say she's my, I guess, first love, because this is my mom. And the reason why I have her on is she, not recently, but she's been, in her later years, have been starting to live a healthier life, work out more, eat better, and so on and so forth. So I figure I'd put her on just in case there's other people that's in this same situation, either about to retire or facing retirement and trying to put their health first. All right, so Mommy or Beverly, welcome. Yes.
Welcome, right. Boo.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. All right, we're just going to jump right into it, the different questions that we have. So some people might not know my story, but some people do. But let's just start, you know, this is about you, not about me. But some people know where I came from. But what motivated you or influence you to move from Jamaica to America with your kids?
Well, I came here like everybody else for a better life. Mm-hmm. And I had to take the kids because I needed them to get the opportunities, make use of the opportunities here, because at the time back in Jamaica, it was, you know, everything was going crazy. So I was happy for the opportunity to come here and make a better life for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And how difficult was it to do that?
Well, it was a hard decision to make, to decide to come, because I really didn't have a good idea of what it would be like. Mm-hmm. And then when I came here and met, you know, the division, it then made it worse, harder for me. Mm-hmm. But still, I had to put that in the back of my mind and take care of trying to survive with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, but was it a difficult transition? Like, how was it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was starting all over again, and
yeah,
it was harder for me here than back home. Really, mm-hmm. It was really harder to start over as a single mom with four kids. It wasn't easy, but mm-hmm. I always maintain that I have to do for my kids.
Yeah.
I'd forget about myself. I just did what for me, that, you know, daily needs, but everything was for my kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Mommy. All right. What motivated you to prioritize your health and fitness after or around retiring, and how this decision impact your overall well-being?
Well, all the years I'm here, 30-odd years, I was always working two or three jobs to survive. I had no thought of anything for myself. Since I really retired, I realized that I really wasn't thinking about myself. I just had to survive and be able to provide for my kids. So when it came, was coming towards the time when I realized I'm going to have to retire, my knees were My body was worn out. My knees were really, really bad. So I had to decide to have them replaced. So I replaced both of them. And then my weight is another problem, was another problem because I figured because of the weight, it was so much pressure on my knees, my back, and it started to really, really bother me. So I decided to, when I retire, I started before I actually retired to go to the gym and do exercises. But after I retired, I made it a regular routine to go to the gym, to do exercises, and to w have a lot as much activity as possible. And I changed my eating habits. Your body is older now. You have to realize that everything changes, and it's best to, as much as possible, keep active, keep eating right to really maintain a happy, healthy retirement. And that's what I'm doing now.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so just to suggest that, because I know, of course, but what is your profession? What are you retired from?
Oh, I
So
was a
people know.
nurse. I was a nurse. Back home in Jamaica, I was a teacher. And then when I came here, I went into nursing and I was a nurse.
All right. So as a mother of four who immigrated, or yeah, immigrated to America and worked tirelessly, thinking back, do you think you would have found the time and energy to focus on your own health with all your responsibilities? If looking back now, do you think you could have?
The healthy way of maintaining it? No, I don't think so. Because forget about sleep. That was like a luxury. It wasn't like you could say, oh, well, days off, I rather work. And that's what I did. The regular hours and pay was not enough for me to survive. So I don't see, I really just ate because you get hungry, but I didn't have any time to put into choosing the right food and doing. And number one, number two, I don't think I could afford to buy the healthy foods that they want you to eat. I had to buy survival food, which quite often, 9 out of 10 cases, is not the right food. You know, so I really didn't see, couldn't see myself doing it.
So definitely the time you pretty much extra time you had was working out, and then when it comes to nutrition, it's like you couldn't afford it. And then the sleep, you just forget about, forget about the sleep.
Forget
I
about this.
remember.
That didn't exist. Quite
I
often,
remember.
I sit somewhere, even for example, I go to the laundromat, I put the clothes in the machine, I fall asleep in between. And that's the only sleep I would get because I have to go back home, cook for the kids when they come home, and I'm leaving for work. So it just wasn't easy, and some things were just not possible.
All right, so guys, so like I said as many times, depending on how close we've gotten as a client, when I tell you I get my motivation, I get my work ethic from my mom. So you heard it for yourself. So this is where I get it from. I'm trying my best to make time to work out myself and make time to sleep, but this is where I get that hard work ethic from, my mommy. All righty, next one. All right, what advice would you offer to other women, particularly those in their later years who may feel hesitant or unsure about starting their own fitness journey?
I think after, I don't, everybody's situation is different. But after the kids get older, which you don't have to be so much responsible for them, you should try to start to build up a healthier habits for yourself before you really retire. You adjust your mind to your situation. You're going to be retired. You may work a little, but not as much as before. But you still need to keep active and eat right. You have to try to prepare yourself for this. So I think it's wise. I didn't have anybody to tell me all of this, but I figure it out for myself because I did the knees a little before I a couple years before I retired, I think 2 years, and that really started to prepare me for retirement. Because when I was at home, I say, "Oh, this is how it's gonna be. No more work. I have to, you know." So you just start to prepare yourself mentally and physically for the days when you don't have to rush and fight it as before. And I think it's very important, and it's the best thing to do, to think of yourself. Think of yourself now, your activity, your health, your just think of you. Think of you now.
So, I mean, right now, let me see. I know that, hold on, I have one more question. I asked it after I asked this one. So for you, what is your ultimate fitness and health goal for yourself?
Well, my top priority is to try to lose the weight because I'm a heavy on the heavy side, and I know with all the stress over the years, it didn't help. So I have to try to lose the weight, and with that, I'll be able to be more active, and mentally, I have to try to think, be more positive, and be more, what should I say? Be more realistic with yourself. You're not young anymore. Things you used to do, you can't do anymore. So it's all a total adjustment. A total adjustment for people. I think that's for me, that's what's happening to me. It's a total adjustment.
Okay. And so what is your, this is not one of the questions, but what is your routine now so everyone knows what you're doing? Like, was it Monday through Friday? What is your routine, fitness wise or nutrition, whatever it is?
Well, at the moment, on like the typical day, I get up, I try to go to the park and I walk for a mile. Then I come home and I have try to have I tr personally try to have like a main meal in the morning about 10 o'clock. Then later in the day, in the afternoon, I'll have a lighter meal, something to eat, not too much snacks, if any at all. And then by the time I go to bed, I'm usually fine. But I go to the gym twice a week. So those days when I go to the gym, I get up, I have a snack, maybe just a shake or a shake or a drink. Take my medication because I have medication. Then I go to the gym. Then when I come home, I have that meal, that same heavier meal, and like the day before. But I try to do as much activity as possible.
Good man. Good. So let me just ask one more thing though. So you're working with a trainer. When you say you're going to the gym, you're working with a trainer. And I
Yes,
don't
yes.
mind, it's Anthony you're working with. Anthony is a fantastic trainer. Why Shane, you're a trainer yourself, why don't you work with your mom? It's different. It's not, you don't, it's hard to do that, something like that. Train family members, spouses, or whatever. So I mean, plus I trust Anthony to work with my mom. So, I mean, how has that experience been working with him? Him guiding you, instructing you, and so on and so forth. How's that been?
It has been good. It's good. It's okay. But I really truly wonder why you didn't want to work with me if it had to do
Yeah.
with you.
No, mommy, no, mommy. No, it's
Because
no, seriously, it's a fact.
you
It's a
used
fact.
to work with me at the other place.
Yes, mom, but then we start talking about stuff. We start talking about other stuff. And then it takes
What
away
other
from us work.
stuff?
Mommy, we talk about other stuff. You know, and it took away from the actual workout. So, and plus, honestly, mommy, he's definitely, I'm not, you know, I mean, well, I think we're both good trainers, but he's good at what he does. He really is good. And I told him, and I told you too when you start working with him. Of course, I have anybody train with him. He's very, very good. And I trust him to you do the right things, not do anything too crazy to, you know, for you to hurt your knees or hurt your back or anything. And he's good. And plus, actually, I train his mom, just to let you know. He trains
Oh.
my mom, I train his mom. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, mom. See? All right, mommy. So thank you so much, mommy. I mean, any last words you want to give to any, you know, say to encourage anybody else? Like I said, the reason why I'm having you, I'm interviewing you, interviewing you is because you're in, you know, later years in your life, and you're doing this now. Like I said, you started this a couple years ago. I want to say, was it 5 years ago you started going to the gym? No, more than that. About 7 years ago, like going to the gym, no trainers, but going to the gym,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. So, I mean, anything you can tell somebody, the experience in the gym, experience with a trainer, or anything.
Yes. With a trainer, well, you know, we all know that if you have a trainer, it's gonna cost a little more, but it's worth it because these people are trained to guide you the right way. So if you work with a trainer, I think it's a good idea. You don't have to do that every day, but it's a good idea because they show you, teach you what to focus on, what to do, what not to do, what you build up to, and also encouragement. Sometimes they come like a what should I say? Therapist. They make suggestions, think of things that you didn't even realize or think of. So if you find a good person, it's best to spend some time with them, however much you can afford, and other than just doing the exercises that are available. You need somebody to guide you, I think.
Yeah, good man. Good, good, good. All right, so one more, there's like a bonus question actually. So what did you think, being from Jamaica, what did you think of the Bob Marley movie?
Well, for me, to a great extent of what I knew with when Bob was alive, I don't think it depicted what should a full story of him. It seemed to me it's one-sided. It seems it's only his wife and those kids are involved in it. I don't think the outside kids and mothers, whatever, were involved. The person who acted as the wife, she did a good job as an actor. Because they do what they are told. Number one, he died 42 years ago, so they weren't even born maybe yet. Or if they were born, they were kids, so they don't really know what went down. And the one that acted as him, he tried his best also. But I am not what I was expecting. I didn't get that. I'm not totally satisfied knowing the person. I mean, I didn't know him personally, but knowing, what I knew of him and everything, I really, really dearly love him. And what I was hoping to see, I didn't think that was depicted.
So, what were you hoping to see?
For example, personally, no. The man had kids outside of the marriage, right? Number one, they didn't begin, the thing didn't start from his beginning. They had a couple shots of when he was a child, yes, but it wasn't like his beginning. They started from when, technically, from when he was, they shot at him in Kingston, and then he left Jamaica for a while. That's where they started. No, he had a beginning. He had a beginning before there. So, and I didn't see that was really depicted. And then I think they, like I said, the outside kids should have been more involved or portrayed then in his in the thing in the movie. I personally think so.
Okay. Do you think there's any resentment with the kids from the mother and then the kids from outside? Like, was it Damian Marley? I know it was one of the outside.
But I think don't mind, you see, a woman, or man, whichever way, has to realize, don't mind what you're gonna say and do. The person had those kids. They are his kids. So even if you they couldn't get along and that whatever it was, you cannot hold that against the kids. That is not their fault. It's their father. And Damien, for example, is no embarrassment. He's doing well for himself.
Yeah, he is,
Yeah. So why you don't, she's, to me, is like this movie, I think the mother, the wife, then she was more involved, or maybe she
yeah.
was in charge. His first child was her child. And I think they just work with that side. And she's still carrying the bitterness from him cheating and all of that. You knew all of that before. From day one, you knew all of that. That's not news. So why are you going hold it against the kids? I don't think, I personally, I am an outside child myself. And I am in our family, nobody treats me as an outsider. From my stepdad to my brothers and sisters in from that side, nobody treat me as an outsider. So I personally don't no. That's just me. Maybe I'm stupid. Everybody knows I'm stupid, but
No, you're
I have to think of people, put myself in that place,
not,
you know? Don't mind what you're gonna say and do. The man had that child. Do not hold it against the child. No, don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He still made him. No child is able to say to a person, have me. No, he chose to sleep with whoever and he made that child. And if he achieved certain things in life that you they can reach back to, that you should always. That's why I don't believe in men who don't support their kids. No, you made them. They didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask to come. So you should reach out at all times and take care of them. Men I talk to, I said, please, meeting a woman, you had fun, whatever, she got pregnant. It's your fault. You choose to sleep with that person. You made the child. But please take care of the child. Please.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It is not easy. Our fear for a woman or to struggle with taking care of the child and you ignored. No. You met as strangers. It's a chance you're taking, right? When you go to the supermarket or wherever you met, you see this person's face. Maybe they have a nice body, maybe whatever you choose to turn you on, and you end up sleeping with them and they have a child. That's your choice.
Yeah.
Sometimes, fortunately, it's a good situation. Maybe, unfortunately, it didn't work, but the child should not suffer.
Yeah.
No, the child should not suffer.
You're right, mommy. You're absolutely right, mommy. All right, mommy. That's about it. All right. Thank you so much, mommy, for this interview. I really appreciate it. And thanks everybody that's been watching the whole thing. I hope you took some value from it, and I really appreciate you watching. Well, from me and my mom, thank you so much for watching, and have a good day.
Thanks for having me. Same to you.
Bye, mom.
Bye. Bye.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at kandapastrength.com.